Blog Talk Radio. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Idim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And I thank the Most High, yes I do, for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all for listening. For the Most High has told me, directly has He told me, that unto His cause, I said unto His cause, I have some very important things for His cause that I must do. He told me, because of what I must do, He said to me directly that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me. That I must tell you things, yes, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could, yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We who are wise know that the Most High is eternally wise. He is not divided by the multitude of variant ideals of men. He is constant, my brothers and sisters. He does not change. He is true to all that is His word. He does not forget what He has spoken nor what He has promised. And He does everything, my brothers and sisters, that He does. With perfect reason. And He has reason, my brothers and sisters. Wisdom. And all that He says and does. And He does nothing, my brothers and sisters, without reason. Blessed are they then who will understand this. Blessed are they who will, rather than dismissing so much the Most High has said, as many have, would rather ask the Most High to be sure. For the Most High has told me directly that to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And therefore, many of my brothers and sisters have done exactly that. Think about it. 45,000 denominations in this world today, across 280 nations. Men claiming to be following the one Most High. What, along 45,000 different roads? 280 differing paths? Our brothers and sisters, Yah is one. Did you hear me? I said, Yah is one. And a multitude of partial and polluted or tainted standards can never be that one standard. Indeed. Very name, Most High, His very name declares He is all and everything that He is. Purity and completion offers just one choice. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that we see so many diverse standards in this world, as if to say, in a multitude of varying standards that men have exalted, could somehow all be the will of one? Do we not understand what the scriptures meant when it says Yah is one? And there's only then one atonement, one redemption, one repentance unto Him. And that cannot possibly be according to the multitude of variant standards we see in this world, whereby men must have simply called upon the name of the Most High, but not according to all that is true, nor according to all that is His righteousness and justice. Some men say dereliction of duty, negligence, partiality, unbelief. Some men say, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of varying standards is a result of a falling away could still be atonement under the will of one. Think about it. A multitude of various standards have not drawn men together. A multitude of various standards have not brought men to agreement. How then do men say that they all follow the one Most High in this world is divided? How many, like I said, many denominations, how many different ministries? Our brothers and sisters, do we dare to believe that they are healing, all saying something different? Do we dare to believe that they could be a representation of what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal? We need to wake up, my brothers and sisters. We need to wake up. On the Most High Himself. Did you hear me? On the Most High Himself declares the Savior. And the truth of the matter, we have talked, many of us have spoken, have heard doctrines talking about atonement for sin. But did we forget in seeking atonement for our own sins? Did we forget, my brothers and sisters, the Most High and unto His glory desires to see a people in the earth cooperative? Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? Desire to see a people cooperative in His law, unto His glory. If even each man agrees with himself, each one according to his own ideals and instruction, does that mean, my brothers and sisters, that they are agreed? If each man, my brothers and sisters, calls upon the name of the Most High, according to what seems right in his own heart, to argue one against another as to which one is right, or daring to say that each one has a right according to his own ideal, zeal, or ambitions, expectations, to do what he will, declare what he will, in the name of the Most High, as if none of these standards could be vanity, as if all of them appease the Most High. My brothers and sisters, has this been unto discerning the will of Yah? Dare we say that's been unto respect for Him? Last night was declared what I believe is a very powerful show. I said a very, very powerful show, in fact. Well, I began to explore more in depth this concept that since there's only one salvation, one Savior, He does not change. He is true to what He's declared from the beginning, everlasting, eternal. That they have, my brothers and sisters, therefore one standard. In that, one scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews, the works of the plan of the Most High from the foundation of the world. It is not sensible to talk about the idea about, I know what they translated in your Bible. It's not sensible to talk about a new covenant. But it's much wiser, my brothers and sisters, to talk about the hope of renewing of the covenant. Man, believing in a multitude of diverse standards, is not true to faith, my brothers and sisters. The Most High said He is one. Think about it. The scriptures talk about men having the law and not seeking about faith. What about the idea about men having the written words, but everyone interpreting them differently? According to what appeases and preserves confusion. Think about it. To have the law of the Most High and to seek it by faith is by faith in what the first command tells us, that Yah is one. meaning that a multitude of diverse interpretations, administrations, misadministrations of man cannot possibly be viable. I know that in this society, you see so many diverse standards of hell, a so-called constitutionality, for instance, of this nation. Well, I got news for you. Haven't men then forgotten under the auspices of this system that Yah is one, if they believe that a multitude of diverse standards? Could yet be salvation? Do we really believe it's the grace, the favor of the Most High? That we are left so vastly indiscriminate along the lines of so many different standards that can never be peace, never be agreement? And my brothers and sisters, without question, can never be truth. But nevertheless, we were born into this world. Many simply trusting what they see to an extent they haven't ever considered whether or not it's rational. Like I said, Romans 9th chapter speaks about men having love and not seeking it by faith. You say, my grace is offered Israel, they might be saved then. Okay, guess what? Saved in this context means all made one after the will of one, delivered from every form of misrepresentation, every false standard, every fallen standard. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me if any man can believe that the massive contradictions we see in the world today are as a result of the Holy Spirit, or baptism in the Holy Spirit, the men have totally completely disrespected the Most High, completely blasphemed His Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, when men can't respect anymore that Yah is one, my brothers and sisters, they completely disrespected the Most High to the extent that they can never be His disciples. If people believe that the Holy One is divided according to the multitude of dissensions, contentions, misarray, misorder, the men are called godly. But my brothers and sisters, such as this are people who can never learn fully in all things what the Spirit of Yah would offer. Scripture tells us the Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. In other words, explains the height, depth, and breadth, the ramifications and implications of what is intended by divine decree. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I said line upon line, precept upon precept. Measuring line to the plummet, everything, my brothers and sisters, in order. Can everything the Most High has said be in perfect order 45,000 different ways? Perfect order. 45,000 different ways across 280 nations. My brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is that the systems of this earth have gone completely awry, and most have not realized it at all. Some realize something is wrong. Can't pin it. They told you in your churches so often that Messiah will simply come to save those who are saved. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you the truth concerning this. No one is saved till again, without question, the standard the Most High declared from the beginning is brought to complete remembrance. And my brothers and sisters, man can prove that he would be true with right understanding unto that very standard. No man is delivered from deceit, my brothers and sisters, by deceit. No man is delivered from misrepresentation by misrepresentation. Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie is, brings all things to remembrance. Messiah said to go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded. Like I said, purity and completion offers one choice. We were warned to watch out for false prophets, those who don't teach all the testimony. It's quite apparent that most have been far less than diligent. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Most have been far less than diligent. Because if men had been diligent to seek all things the Most High decreed, many would be fully much more aware of what's being taught in the churches is far short of the fullness that is divinely decreed. Science said, watch out for false prophets. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. How about my brothers and sisters? You ever stop to consider that unbelief can never be unto life? Salvation is by faith. Finding the greater truth that has been hid from you is in knowing that Yah is one, there's a pure and perfect standard. Apparently, that the divisiveness of this world has not decreed, has not found. We'll be far wiser to know that unto salvation, an absolute standard has to be raised. And in that there is only one, it simply means that all other standards have been a massive, pretentious, damning illusion. Might be a hard perception for many to accept. But my brothers and sisters, the truth is simply what it is. Most High is not going to change according to man's lack of knowledge. The Holy Spirit is given, Messiah gave his very life. The men discerned the truth that the world would not teach. And the Most High sends a prophet. He sends him to preach what others would not. Messiah gave his life, my brothers and sisters, to reveal again righteousness, declaring that men must discern what is the righteousness of Yah, what is the true will of the Most High, what is the pure, perfect will and precise will of Yah beyond all their rulers. What else was this than but a decree that the standards of this world? 2,000 years ago, when you had scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots in the scenes, and Israel scattered among a multitude of nations, Messiah, in effect, was saying none of these standards were viable. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the men have called upon the name of Messiah, each one after his own ideals, immature, and so many times in dereliction of duty, treacherous ideals, men prostituting, if you will, in the name of the Most High, claiming something to be something that it is not. My brothers and sisters, dare men not understand that the Most High has reserved great wrath, that a day of great wrath that must come upon all these miscreant beliefs? My brothers and sisters, Most High said he would not deny himself. He would not deny his word. That means, my brothers and sisters, he would never become any of these short-sighted, shallow-minded, partial, perverse, polluted standards that men have upheld. In fact, Isaiah 66 tells us the Most High tells us concerning these last days, as does Isaiah 59. Oh, heaven help us. As does Psalm 14, as does Psalm 53, as does Zechariah 10, as does Isaiah 34, so many places in the Scripture that the Most High sends Messiah because he's absolutely disgusted. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Disgusted with the iniquity that men have delighted in, because to him are brothers and sisters so much that men have called wise. Well, Scripture says that which is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before Yah, and frankly, my brothers and sisters, what men have esteemed in this world, and dare to call it wise, to the Most High stinks to high heaven. So he says, and he looked upon a world, and he saw there was none righteous, no, not one. He says he saw that in this last day, none that does good, none, not, no, not one. He said, all your leaders have all gone astray, Isaiah 56. Did he say then, my brothers and sisters, that after this, men have praised the Most High? Read Isaiah 56 and 57. It talks about how mankind, my brothers and sisters, praising their rulers. I said, mankind praising their rulers have mocked the Most High himself. And the scripture says, if you trust in those who comfort you, therefore, in such iniquity, injustice, he said, they'll all be taken away. Whoever trusts in such iniquity should be taken away like wind and vanity. But those who trust in him, he said, will inherit the land and possess his holy mountains. What else does this mean? But the Most High has never been pleased with any fallen standard of man. But my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, those who were truly faithful knew that Messiah comes, that all might convert, discern the way of righteousness, that all must convert unto him. There will be no need to convert unto the will of one if all these variant standards were ever considered wise. I will tell you them, not tell you the truth, that none of them ever were. Messiah himself said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, meaning that what's your standard of your leaders was never viable. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Talk about Matthew 5:14-24. The variant standards of your leaders were never viable. How can a multitude of variant standards atone for sin? The Most High wants a people made one. A people, my brothers and sisters, having more than one standard are not true to the very first command of all. Hear, O Israel, your Elohim, your Holy One, is one. Meaning that if you have a divided leadership, utter, complete, damning, treacherous, iniquitous, disgusting hypocrisy. Not monotheism at all, but polytheism, my brothers and sisters, paganism in disguise. And what are those, my brothers and sisters, who have used what men have called the holy name to disguise their devils? Might not be a word, my brothers and sisters, that many would consider popular. But to be quite frank with you, my brothers and sisters, till we begin to think of these things in terms of atonement for sin as a people, it is impossible to accomplish what the Most High has intended on this earth. He said he wanted his law written upon the minds and hearts of his people, that they be his people. All consecrated unto the will of one. He said, go forth and teach one standard to all the nations. You teach one standard to all the nations, there's no more division, my brothers and sisters. There can only be peace. Now, men start to think that something else could still be called the gospel. I told somebody the other day, the Messiah gave his life to establish one standard in there. Wow. And the person I spoke to just simply responded to me saying that, well, we shouldn't worry about other people. Now, everybody's got to get it for himself. Just be sure about who you serve. That's what he told me. Wow. My brothers and sisters, till we all realize we have a responsibility to mutually seek the truth, the exceeding truth that transcends the systems of this earth, that would become true to all the Most High intended from the beginning, How say, my brothers and sisters, that we have a covenant, man to man, all respectful of the One Most High. It says, covet ye, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. This is under one standard, not a multitude of fleshly, carnal, presumptuous misdesigns. But the Most High gave the grace of his gospel, the gospel of his kingdom. It was under one kingdom, not under the preservation of many. I say again, my brothers and sisters, till we begin to think as a people then, we have not discerned the gospel of peace, and we have not discerned what indeed is the holy covenant. Till we begin to collectively think together as one, my brothers and sisters, we have not shown collectively the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Not shown collectively collective evidence. Of even a desire to be redeemed beyond sins, my brothers and sisters, curses, divisions, differences of opinion. There's no difference of opinion in the Holy Spirit. Differences of opinion, my brothers and sisters, come as a result of man having not discerned fully what in fact is divine intent. Blessed they will understand this, and will seek all that is divine will. And my brothers and sisters, we be true to the holy name. Till we begin to think, consider as a people. As a people, my brothers and sisters. Each man seeking the truth for the greater good of his brother. Rather than individualistically. Like I said, we do not comprehend the fellowship of a mutual covenant. Not in the name of the Most High, for the Shema, the first command of all. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must seek, love him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. Not seeking to subdivide his will. Each man for the good of his brother, my brothers and sisters. That we all discern the truth, that none be lost, and none be taken away by any man's selfish ambition. My brothers and sisters, so often our people being blinded by selfishness, bribed unto instability, seeking to exalt self-righteous ambition. Irreverent against the will of the One Most High, seeking to establish other kings, other gods, if you will, other kingdoms, other ideas, my brothers and sisters, as to what is righteousness, even seeking to establish after other leadership, other peoples. Or let's just say robbing from the Most High the people that he has made unto his purpose. Scripture says, shall a man rob God? And say, yet you rob me. How, my brothers and sisters? Many have misled men. Many have not sought the fullness of all the Most High has intended. Many have misled one another unto a dereliction of duty. Self-righteousness, my brothers and sisters, fatal flattery has compelled many not to seek the fullness of all the Most High has intended. Messiah gave his life to men be taught all things, no lie in it. Hey, to the remembrance of all things, my brothers and sisters, even the expectation, common expectation of what is to come. Wherever it is that men have not taught that fullness of an expectation that certainly demands an end to every miscreant standard of man to declare one. If they haven't taught you that, my brothers and sisters, they have never taught you the gospel. The scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, wherever men have misrepresented his will, these have been treacherously damning institutions, none of which the Most High can accept as true unto him. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, men didn't necessarily want to call themselves devils. When they turn against the will of the Most High, they just wanted to declare something else, as if it were true to the One, to a polytheist didn't care at all. My brothers and sisters, we should be wise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we should be wiser than this. We not fall for the many temptations, provocations, the false righteousness, that seduce the nations who know not the mandate that is the Shema, that we all must realize Yah, true to His will, is one. Our brothers and sisters, let us all be aware, as Yah is one, that we not fall for the trick of the garden, believing that another standard would still be blessed. I said the trick that's in the garden. Hey, men believing that, hey, they would have life through obedience and life also through disobedience. My brothers and sisters, that is an abject lie, and it has kept men from discerning the way of paradise for many generations. Remember, my brothers and sisters, remember, we were warned to watch out against the provocations and temptations of the nations, but double-mindedness receives nothing from the Most High. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of diverse standards, not true to the will of one, is not acceptable unto Him. Also, to my brothers and sisters, we're told to watch out for the multitude of diverse ideologies that men, after which men have been beguiled, bribed to believe that they would attain success. Messiah knew far better. Just as we, as Adam, should have been more wise so as not to fall after the trickery of another who had robbed him of eternal life in the garden. So also, my brothers and sisters, Messiah and redemption showed that he was wiser when the adversary took him to the top of a mountain, showed him the world, told him he would give it if he bowed down to the way of the adversary. He refused, knowing, my brothers and sisters, that he, in fact, was born to be heir. Knowing, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that to bow down to such multiplicity could never be unto the honor of the One Most High. Knowing the end that comes of my brothers and sisters, those who walk after the way of the wicked, he refused. And he knew, my brothers and sisters, that a world governed after constant contention. I said a world governed after constant contention could never be the peace that he himself on high had known. My brothers and sisters, it is time that we discern that there's only one who can make a savior. There's only one standard. And my brothers and sisters, till we all return to the fullness that he requires, our faith, my brothers and sisters, has not been truly what you would call saving faith at all. But true faith, my brothers and sisters, perseverance and true faith, according to the book of Jacob, called James, must bring forth a perfect, one complete, pure, perfect work, one acceptable standard before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that all must come to agree with. But men have had, as I said before, my brothers and sisters, the written book, but their faith has been to a multitude of others. And after such is this, my brothers and sisters, that was never the gospel of the one kingdom and one king. We were warned, my brothers and sisters, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice. Meaning, that though many have heard the words, how many heard the Most High explain himself in absolution as he is? Many of my brothers and sisters, so concerned with following after what seems wise unto others, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary that we all unto one be redeemed. And anything less than that mutual desire that we all be redeemed after the standard of one has not been the love of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, the love of a massive pretense. I want you to think about it. A nation wherein each man sees himself wise in his own personal, irreverent, and self-righteous individuality, my brothers and sisters, is a nation that's blinded by its own thoughts. I said blinded by its own thoughts. Each man starts being perverse after the ideals of such variant misorientation. Has not overcome what the scriptures call the marks of the beast, the variant thought forms of those who are not reasoned as one. So we are all, brothers and sisters, we are to overcome sin, deviant thinking. Must overcome all these variant standards that exist in the world. My brothers and sisters, the scripture speaks about what is the fate of those who will not exceed the standards of irrationality that exists in the world. And my brothers and sisters, the fate of these is not one that anyone who is wise would aspire to. For the Most High has already said there will be great wrath upon whoever has misrepresented him. Great wrath upon those, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to consider him true to all that he is. We were already told we should not take his name in vain. We don't swear an oath unto him, lest we intend to seek all his will, that we preserve the sanctity of his name. Preserve, my brothers and sisters, what is honorable unto him. What honors the fullness of his standard, for anything less is robbery. What are those who seek to establish another people, my brothers and sisters, by seeking to establish another concept of law? What are those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to rob the Most High and rob men by telling them another standard other than what the Most High declared from the beginning is viable? I want you to understand. I've said it before, I say it again. I oftentimes open this show, you look at the various depictions that you find the wheel revolving in the splash screen, intro screen to this show. In the chat, I talk about articles that are on my website, hiddengospel.com. Don't call that website Hidden Gospel without a reason. For my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of variant standards of the nations, the true gospel has by and large surely been hid. And very few have discerned the need to perceive it. But men have actually believed the gospel of the one kingdom sanctions all the variant ideals of a multitude of treacherously misrepresentative kings. Our brothers and sisters, we who are wise should know far better. The scripture talks about, my brothers and sisters, an atonement for sin. And when it talks about atonement for sin, many times, over and over again, when it speaks of it, it speaks, my brothers and sisters, of what is necessary unto the reconciliation of a people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even the reconciliation of Israel. The people of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, drawn to a standard beyond all the nations. I said a standard beyond all the nations. Scriptures even tell us that we're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. Covenant according to the promise. It says without hope, we are without hope, without the Most High, and in the world. Well, there's a lot to be said concerning this then. Because what it means, my brothers and sisters, that many who say they are believers and have not discerned, even who say they are Israel and have not discerned, in fact, what is the promise, because frankly, the Most High has said, the ones for whom you are waiting them, the Messiah, is going to expose all the variant standards among us. Declare one, that unto him, even unto his Father, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Not possible, my brothers and sisters, after all the variant ideals. Hey, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, hey, some call themselves Hebrews, Hebrew Israelite. My brothers and sisters, refusing to discern, the Messiah comes to expose all these variant ideals because none of them, my brothers and sisters, have been true to all his word. And the scripture said in advance, the reason why Messiah is sent is because after these varying standards, the Most High is not pleased. You have to remember, my brothers and sisters, never was it divine intent there be many nations, many denominations, many variant representations. Variant. I said never any, that there should be any variant representations of the one. Scripture says in the name of the Most High, if we are true to his name, we all must speak the same thing. One understanding. No differences among us. Scripture says there's strife and divisions among us. We are carnal, not walking after his spirit. How about my brothers and sisters not walking true to his command? Not true to his instruction. Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, we shall enter the kingdom of Yah after a carnal mind, refusing the absolution and precision of what is indeed divine ideal? We were told that we must seek the Most High beyond the rulers. If you believe that your rulers have told you all you need to know, my brothers and sisters, you will never understand. Reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and reverence for Yah means that, hey, you revere, respect. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? Respect that he declares one point, one standard, one consummate ideal that is at one minute with him. Reverence for Yah is all and everything that he is. No deviation in him. That is the beginning of wisdom. For if you believe, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of varying standards is wise, that is not wise at all. Most I told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. People certainly need to know what, my brothers and sisters, what is missing in their thinking, what is awry in their thinking. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. My brothers and sisters, my people are destroyed, led astray for lack of knowledge. I said my people are led astray so often unknowingly for lack of knowledge. Many other ways are seen right under men when men have not considered the whole truth. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know or think is wise. But my brothers and sisters, the greatest wisdom is in discerning what they don't know, what haven't they have not considered. For men, my brothers and sisters, thinking they are wise, not giving full consideration of all the Most High has spoken, is not wisdom, my brothers and sisters, at all. The no atonement for sin, my brothers and sisters, in preserving the infirmities of the nations, the partialities, the perversions. No atonement for sin, brothers and sisters, not discerning wherein men have erred. No atonement for sins in seeking to validate the many pagan obstacles. I said, my brothers and sisters, presumptuous, unguided ideals of the nations. No healing for this world after a multitude of fallen misconceits, which have divided it. 2,000 years ago, the intrusive principalities and powers of perdition were considered, my brothers and sisters, the sins of the many nations, the many different beliefs among men. People said after these intrusive principalities and powers, it said, let no man deceive you. He said, if you beguiled after these, allowing others, not so wise, to twist you aside from the law and the prophets, twist you aside from what is proper meat and drink, the beginning of the month, feast days, and the Shabbat. Scripture says, walking after the principalities and powers, my brother says, not to walk after the Kurdi who will expose them all. Yes, I said the Kurdi. You need to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this term Christ, talk about the nations, is by no means before the Most High and all things viable. The pagan concept of a Christ is one who was anointed after all the variant, let's say after all the favor, all the variant contentious gods of the nations. When they call Messiah after such a title, what do you think it meant to those who began to interpret the scripture with that heathenous, unjust definition in mind? My brothers and sisters, Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, will come to declare the standard of one Most High, the standard that the Most High gave first to one nation. And my brothers and sisters, whoever is not prepared to understand this will never understand the precepts of the scriptures. We're told, beware the intrusion of the principalities and powers, the various nations of this world. For those who believe the lie, the pretense, the partiality, the deviation, not having the greatest love of the truth. Scripture says they didn't say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters, but they would surely be damned. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, all these Egypts, if you will, all these systems that sought to keep men in bondage, as they were sin of old, my brothers and sisters, so are these also considered counterfeit today. Isaiah 30 says, "What are those who take counsel but not from Yah, who seek shelter under the shadow of Egypt?" It means all the variant polytheist standards of men that refuse to acknowledge the will of one. Scripture says, "In advance, I told you this worship was in vain. Never was it viable." Do I need to repeat that? Never was it viable because it never was the gospel. It never was true to the mandate of the Most High. All this, my brothers and sisters, is only sin. It's Babylon. And just because men have refused to recognize that it's sin does not make it right. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has never said that he would preserve. I said he never said that he would preserve all these variant ideologies of man. He said they would surely perish. Those of us who know the prophecies and know them well, especially the prophecies that are written in the book of Enoch concerning the days of Noah, we understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High considered what happened in Noah's time, the destruction of sin as it occurred in that time, the Most High has considered it an unfinished work. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said he has considered it an unfinished work because the Most High has promised that for righteousness to endure in the world forever without an obstacle, every man of institution, political, social, national, religious, every pulpit and throne that men now uphold must all be proven, fall short of the mark, that true righteousness again be revealed. That's what the scriptures tell us. In Isaiah 56, it talks about we should rejoice for the day when his righteousness is revealed beyond all the misconceits of the nations. Revelation 15 says the same thing. He said when his righteousness is revealed, the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations will be no more. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that principle? How many of my brothers and sisters
19.
That expectation? Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, that await the expectation of the one who is called in so many ways the awaited one. But till a standard and absolution is raised, my brothers and sisters, men have not fully discerned the covenant. People say they'd be falling away from faith. Well, you fall away from expecting Yah, who was well declared from the beginning, the will of one, trusting that a multitude of varying standards was viable, was never the pursuit of him by genuine faith. And what he said is the first commandment upon which all else stands. Men believing that the Most High would uphold a multitude of varying standards have not believed in him and have not been his disciples. Got much more to say about this, my brothers and sisters. I got about 17 seconds left. I can tell you that you all need to truly, who hear this show, need to stay tuned. Don't miss anything. You never know when another level is going to be revealed. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This is Zig Kyle, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, thanking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the wisdom he gives. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.
I'm having